Congratulations on the promotion, Detective. Welcome to the team. I've read your file. Very impressive. Very impressive. I'm hoping that you can break the deadlock. What do you know so far? Typical. They didn't tell you anything, did they? They never do. Damn bureaucrats. We're hunting a very particular criminal. Notorious. One that is elusive. Take a seat. We're looking for a jewel thief. No, not a jewel thief. The jewel thief. I've never known someone so elusive. He has us completely outfoxed. There are no leads. I've checked. The level one. The fabric one, even the extendable lead. He's just slipped the collar. We have no idea where he is. You don't know who I'm talking about? Of course you don't. It's kept very hush-hush. If it was ever made public, we would be a laughingstock. So all his crimes are covered up. Including his most daring crime of all. Stealing the crown jewels. Oh yes. They've been stolen. The ones in the tower. All fake. Yeah, he's that good. You have no idea what we're dealing with. It's just despicable. He fools everyone. He just takes everyone in and then he just betrays them. He has a calling card, you see. Every crime that he commits, there's always one thing that distinguishes it from any other crime scene. One thing that lets me know that it is him. What's his calling card? He eats all the biscuits. Every single one. I mean, look at the latest crime scene. Not a biscuit to be seen. What? Those aren't biscuits. Those are Oreos. Oreos aren't biscuits. No, they're not biscuits. Oreos are not biscuits. Do you think Oreos are biscuits? I mean, because if you think Oreos are biscuits, we could have a problem. Well, they're not biscuits. If they were biscuits, he would have eaten them. That is his weakness, you see. That is what gives him away every time. He eats all the biscuits. Damn, Portly. My nemesis. Portly. That's his name. Portly. No, it's not a nickname, that's his actual name. His name is Portly. What kind of name is that for a criminal? Well, he's a corgi. And you know, Portly's actually a pretty cute name for a corgi. A corgi, yeah. A dog. Yes, the jewel thief is a... I'm sorry, what? Is this a joke? No, it's not a joke. This is serious. This... I'm sorry, what? You didn't join the police force? I'm sorry, what? How dare you? How dare you? This is important.
Sorry, what?
Wow. This is what they send me. You're meant to be the best, and you just... Oh, you have no idea. You are so naive. You're just like every other cop out there. You see a corgi and you think, oh, he's so cute, so sweet, but they're not. Corgis are sneaky. They are calculating. They are cold-hearted criminals. Cold-hearted criminals driven by an addiction. It's all down to that damn addiction. You know, he wasn't always like this. He wasn't always a criminal. But then he got started. All it took was just one hit. One custard cream and he was hooked. And soon he had a 7-packet-a-day habit. Then 10, then 20. And you know, he's only so cute. You can only beg for so many biscuits. Then he turned to a life of crime. And he was a natural. No one ever suspected the corgi. No one ever does. Could use those innocent eyes, that cuteness. Use it all to his advantage. Just, oh, it makes me sick. And then he got blatant. First of all, it was small things, you know. Teacups, teapots, things that were easy to sell. And then his addiction got worse. You see, he started off on custard creams, but then he got on to the bourbon biscuits, and then the Scottish shortbread. He needed bigger ticket items. Jewelry. And he was good. He was sneaky. You see, couldn't fit in the vents because he's fat. Side effect of the biscuit habit he's got. But he is fucking sneaky. And then he realised that he was missing a trick. He had a ticket to the big time. The Queen. The Queen and her love of corgis. Damn her weakness. You see, Portly is cute, fat, but really cute, like really fluffy and pettable. Came face to face with him one day. Gave him belly rubs. Don't know how it happened. See, that's Portly. He gets in your head. He messes with your mind. And he's really cute. And being one of the Queen's corgis, suddenly he had more targets, more opportunities, richer targets. And he needed it to feed his ever-growing biscuit addiction. And then he did it. He pulled his biggest job ever. The crown jewels. Little bastard. Cleaned out the kitchen of biscuits as well. He just can't help it. He just can't help what he is. He's a criminal.
Where are you going? Oh, we're in the middle of a case. I'm sorry, what? What? Why does that always happen? Why do they always leave? Can't they see that he's a criminal? I mean, look at that mugshot. Look at that mugshot. Oh, you're Zora Dora Bavoli!
No, no, you're a criminal. You... Oh, a criminal, and I'm going to catch you. I'm going to collar you, and I'm going to put you on a lead.
You won't get away from me. I'm gonna collar you, Portly. I'm gonna capture you. And then I'm gonna give you belly rubs.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna lock you up.
Maybe belly rubs.
Oh, he's in my head.
That damn corgi. Criminal mastermind. Portly, the jewel thief.